This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly says beyond convenience. There we'll find Marlins center fielder Lewis Brinson. What's going on, Lewis? How's it going, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
We're good, man. First of all, before we get into all the stuff that's going down this weekend, we want to personally thank you. Thank you so much for contributing to our Dwayne Wade Boulevard video a little bit back in the fall. We appreciate all the support.
Of course, man. Dwayne Wade has been my favorite basketball player for a while, so for me to do that video was like that was icing on the cake, man. I had no problem doing that when they asked me to do it. Me and Miggy had no problem doing that.
Yeah, you guys did a top notch job with that. Have you been like glued to every one of Dwayne Wade's the last season for him, and I'm sure before baseball season gets going, have you been trying to tune into a lot of his games?
Yeah, I've been to a lot. I actually been to a lot of games this off season, just going and watching the games, and now playing for the Marlins, a little bit easier access to go to Heat games now. So watching his last season is awesome. Seeing hearing the ovation when he comes in and when he checks in and when he checks out and anything that he does, the crowd goes crazy. Even on the road, I watch the Instagram feeds for the Heat. So. Man, it's really awesome to see, and hopefully, maybe we have an off day or we got a day game or something. I can see his last game at home, so we'll see what happens.
Well, you're getting ready for the season, man, and you were such a key piece, and everybody was excited to see your season last year and what you were going to do, and it comes up with a lot of expectation then when you get traded for a guy like Christian Yelich. So, how have you taken from that first year? It's now under your belt. I'm sure there's a lot of pressure that comes with that. Do you feel a lot easier going into this year? Because, obviously you're one of the faces of the team. The team loves putting you out there, being local and knowing how talented you are. How have you, gone to this offseason getting ready for year two?
Just learning. Obviously, last season didn't finish where I wanted to, and I had some struggles, but that's part of the game. But, just going into this season, just trying to stay focused on the things I really needed to work on, staying consistent at the plate, working on my defense, just being an all-around leader on the team. Definitely want to be one of the leaders on this team one of these years and years to come, be a part of this team, moving forward. And like I said, just going into the offseason, just trying to get stronger, get faster, get more flexible, just try to stay healthy throughout the whole year. But taking what I learned last season, 2018, taking it into 2019 in the spring training and in the opening day and the rest of the season, just trying to, kind of take bits and pieces what I learned last year from all the veteran guys and little experiences that I had last year and just try to learn from it. That's really all you can do is try to learn from your mistakes and kind of strengthen your strengths and, obviously work on your weaknesses. But just trying to stay consistent and, get ready for this year.
Lewis, the trade deadline for the NBA is today, but baseball kind of experiences a lot of things like this also. How difficult or you just know it's part of the business, how do you get through, either being traded? I know you came back home, so it wasn't as bad for you, but you see a lot of guys, just during the course of the season, they say, hey, you've been traded, and the guy just disappears from the dugout.
Right. The first time I was traded was in 2016, obviously to the Brewers from the Rangers. That was a little tough for me because that was my obviously first time getting traded, first time kind of feeling that, you weren't wanted. And that's not it at all. It's nothing personal. It's all a business. At the end of the day, baseball is a business. We look at it as a game, as a kid's game. It's fun. And, we've all played it since we were, little kids. But at the end of the day, once you get up here and, it's a business. And you just got to understand that. So getting traded the first time was a little tough, getting acclimated to a new team, new organization, new philosophy, new teammates, new friends, new coaches, all that, new environment, going from Frisco, Texas to Colorado Springs, Colorado, that was a big difference in climate and altitude, obviously. But, you just adjustments you had to make as part of the game, as part of what you signed up for. And then obviously me getting traded the second time, I was okay. One, I was coming back home. Two, I had already been traded once, so you kind of get the feel of it, and you just pack up all your stuff, and you go on to the next team, on to the rest of your career. It really doesn't matter what team you're on. It's all that matters is you're in the big leagues and helping teams win. So, but it's definitely a plus coming back home and playing for a hometown team.
Lewis, you had to deal with that hip injury last year, which made you miss some games. How hard was that to deal with just mentally, is wanting to be a guy that, especially a local guy, that wants to be out there every day and wants to show up in front of the local fans? And how did you get the season back on track, and how are you going to deal with that moving forward?
Injury is a part of the game. Obviously, you want to go into off seasons, every off season, and try to prevent them and do everything you can during the season to prevent injuries. But like I said, it's part of the game. Obviously, it was frustrating to get hurt. I was starting to feel a little bit better at the plate and starting to help the team win. And, that's all I wanted to do, was help the team win and help us, just contribute to us winning games. And, to get sidelined with that injury, it was tough. But, it's just something you got to go through. It makes you mentally stronger, going through something like that and coming back even stronger than you were before. Obviously, came back and swung the bat a lot better. And like I said, just helping the team more. I just wanted to contribute to us winning more games and contribute to us scoring runs. So it definitely helped. Had me a chance to just think about, different things, different approaches, different, the approaches I needed to take when I got back healthy and back in the big leagues with the team. And you did take some time off, take some time to, think about, what you need to do, think about, different things you need to make adjustments on, and just kind of get away from the game a little bit. Obviously, it sucks. You don't want to get away from the game, but when you do get hurt, it gives you time to kind of take a deep breath and kind of regroup. And when you come back even stronger and ready to go.
We're talking to Marlins center fielder Lewis Brinson. You guys can go see him at FanFest, which is from 3 to 7 this Saturday at Marlins Park. A lot of great stuff is going down there. You got the ability to play catch on the field, Diamond Dash, some VR home run derby, a lot of cool stuff going down. I'm sure you guys are going to do a lot of interaction with the fans as well, Lewis. I know that you grew up down here and you rooted for the Marlins. So we had a debate yesterday on the show. We got into top lefties all time in South Florida sports. And we put atop the list, as far as Marlins are concerned, Dontrelle Willis or JP, Juan Pierre. I don't know where to go, because in the standpoint of who should get the top notch as far as stature is concerned, because D-Train came up and he was like a phenomenon down here, but JP was like the catalyst of that team. So in your mind, who should get top billing in that? Because I know it's razor thin, but if you had to go with one guy to be on top of the other, who would you go with?
I mean, if we're asking me, I'm probably the wrong guy to ask, because I'm going to say JP. JP was my idol growing up. I'm the wrong guy to ask, man. I'm going to go, Juan Pierre all day long. But like I said, D-Train, when he came up, I was watching him in 2003, being a kid down here, watching him going to games, and every time he would pitch, it would be electric in the ballpark. Anytime Dontrelle would be on the mound, there'd be tons of people out there with signs, with the D-Train signs and all that stuff. So, he was definitely a force in when he came up, obviously winning Rookie of the Year and helping us win the World Series. But, like I said, you're asking the wrong person. I'm going to say JP. If you want a real debate, you might want to ask somebody else.
That's cool, man.
I'm going to say Juan Pierre all day long.
I'm sure you've gotten to interact with him a little bit because he's around the team. Is there any moment that you take away or any lesson that he's tried to give you as far as career, personal life, any of that stuff as far as big league life goes?
Right. I can really talk to JP about anything on and off the field, man. If I'm having an issue off the field, I know I can go to him. If I'm having an issue on the field, obviously he notices it. He played. He was in my position once. So he notices and we'll sit down and talk. But he's just kind of, I think anything that really stuck out is being like that mentality that nobody can beat you. Up at the plate, and no matter how big, no matter how much you're struggling, no matter how much you're succeeding, how good you're going, how bad you're going, always stay humble, stay even keel, and just kind of having that dog mentality. We talked about that this offseason. He comes and watches me hit and kind of gives me pointers and stuff, but just having kind of that dog mentality of you're up here, it's you against the pitcher, mano y mano, so type thing where you're not giving in. Obviously nobody wants to give in, but at the same time, kind of having that mindset that, that guy out there, he's good, but he's not better than me. So you just having that mindset that, you know, nobody can beat you. And we've really talked about that, and I'm sure we'll continue to talk about that in spring training.
There's rumors going out right now, and it seems like at any point today, maybe the final going that JT Realmuto may move on from the Marlins and get traded. There were talks like from his agent that he wanted to go to a place that is a contender and more ready to win. So, not really getting into JT's personal business, but from your standpoint, Lewis, what do you look upon at this team? Because you know they're looking upon you to be a cornerstone of the franchise and to be important on that next stage of winning. What do you look upon for this year as far as, I guess, taking that next step? Like, where do you want to be as far as a team standpoint is going forward for this year?
I mean, winning is the number one priority. I think Jeter and Bruce Sherman and Donnie and everybody in the front office has preached that from day one last year in spring training. You know, winning is number one on top of any list. You know, we're going to go out there and compete every day, try to win. Obviously, you know, you can't go 162-0, but, you definitely try to. You definitely go out there and try to compete every single day and put your best foot forward. I know it's very cliche, but, you know, that's just our mentality is try to win every day, win in practice, win in games, win on and off the field, just try to win every day. Just have that mentality. I think this year, I think that obviously we have a lot of young guys and a couple veterans in there. Just added Neil Walker and Curtis Granderson to the mix. So I think those are two big veterans that we could use and pick brains from. Can't wait to get to know those guys and meet those guys on Saturday for the first time. The veterans we had last year: JT, Miggy, Miggy Rojas, Bartine, Castro, Maven for a little bit. You know, they all taught us kind of how to approach the big leagues for the first time. A lot of us were a lot of first-time big leaguers. Just kind of taking us under their wing and trying to kind of show us how to go about our business every day. And I think a lot of the young guys coming into this year will take that from last year and just kind of build on that and build on that philosophy. And new guys that are coming in, just kind of, you know, mold them into the winning mentality that we have to have to be successful. So this year is no different. And going to spring training, try to win every game, no matter if it's spring training, exhibition game, or a regular season game. You got to try to win every game. So, and like I said, as far as JT is one of the best leaders I've ever been around. Obviously the catcher, catalyst of our team, kind of keeps us all together. Kind of a quiet leader, doesn't really say a whole lot, but when he does talk, you really hear him, you really listen. All the pitchers respect him, all the position runners respect him. All the coaches, everybody from top down respects him wholeheartedly, comes to the field and puts in all his work and, you know, looks at video and always in front of the computer kind of trying to mix around numbers and do everything he needs to do to make our team successful that day or that series. So he's the ultimate professional. And hopefully I see him on Saturday. Hopefully I see him in spring training. Hopefully he's part of this team for a long time. But like I said, I don't control that. It's a part of the business, whatever happens. Today, wherever happens, you know, a month from now, a year from now, whatever happens, happens. And, you know, you just can't control. You got to go on with it and move forward.
Well, we appreciate the time, man. Go out on Saturday. Go see Lewis Brinson. Go see the rest of your Marlins. Fan Fest is from 3 to 7 over at Marlins Park. Sounds like an awesome time. Always enjoyed going to that as a kid. So I might bring the family on out there. Lewis, we might see you at spring training, man. So best of luck. Have a healthy, great year. And we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Lewis.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
All right. It's Lewis Brinson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.